This is Randy for the TV Dudes. Coming up, my interview from ATX TV Fest Season 6. I sat down with Josh Applebaum and Andre Nemec, who have worked together on a number of things in their 20-plus year collaboration. But most notably for me, they were writers on several seasons of Alias. I've got questions for them about that and a lot of their other TV and movie work. Hope you enjoy the interview. This is Randy from the TV Dudes, and I'm here talking with
Andre Nemec
and Josh Applebaum.
It seems to me like you guys have been writing partners for like 20 years now.
It's crazy. We've actually known each other since the third grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to school back in New York together since the third grade, and we started writing together sort of in college, coming right out of college.
Last year of college, yeah.
Okay, so I was going to ask how your writing partnership started, but it sounds like you basically were friends who just started writing and started writing together.
100%.
We were in the theater club together.
Andre would be the, you know, was the star of every play, and I was the bloated tree in the background of every play.
And then Josh went off to USC.
Okay.
I went to NYU, and then really, like in the last year of college, I actually went out to LA to do like an independent study. Mm-hmm. We ended up running into each other in New York like 3 or 4 days before I left for LA. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, he's like, if you don't have a place to stay, stay at my place. And then we just started chatting, and at Pink's Hot Dogs one day, we were like, we should write a TV pilot together. and we did.
What was your first pilot you guys wrote together? You remember?
You don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
No, it was no. It was like Fame,
okay,
but without the singing and dancing. Basically, it was Fame without the entertaining parts, which is why you've never heard of it.
I wanted to ask before I get deep into it. I heard you guys are involved in the Cowboy Bebop revamp. Is it okay to ask about that? Is that
we are? We have a really good script written by Chris Yost.
Oh yeah,
We're sort of been in the development phase of that. He just turned in another draft.
Okay.
And hope that, knock on wood, that one's going to be out there soon enough.
Are you guys fans? Do you know the show at all? Or
I know the show fairly well.
Yeah.
It's funny, my older brother turned me on to Cowboy Bebop. Mm-hmm. And very specifically, I had gotten into his car, flown back to New York for something. I got in his car, and I was like, what is this? What's this? What's the music?
Music.
And he's like, it's the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack on CD,
yep,
in his car. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Cowboy Bebop? And he was like, you gotta watch. And literally went back to his place, and I mean, he's a grown man, so he probably shouldn't have had all the, but he literally had every episode on his DVR. And I just started blasting through, and I was like, oh, this is great, this is fun. Yeah.
I know you guys was first from Alias. I'm a huge Alias fan, and it looks to me like you guys came out of Alias right after they'd sort of blown everything up. Sydney had a missing year, and Fawn had a wife, and all that. What was it like joining the writer's room at that point?
It was, I mean, the amazing thing about it was the first show we worked on that we were, like, huge fans of, you know, so it was like, those first two seasons were just mind-blowing, and we were so into them, and then, you know, to kind of come on the staff and sort of get to peek behind the curtain of something that you loved was fascinating. And yeah, there were definitely a lot of discussions at that point of, you know, one chapter had been closed and sort of keeping this, you know, building up this new chapter for the show. But you know, always knowing that, like, you know, the Rimbaldi thing was going to be part of the long game and wasn't something that was going to be wrapped up. So that was always fun to know that we weren't pressured to sort of answer all the questions about Rimbaldi anytime soon, because JJ always wanted that to be part of the long ball.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was that great challenge of, like, what now?
Uh-huh.
Which was something that JJ was always a big fan of. It would always be the, that's a cool idea, what now?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. It was fun to sort of have to get under the skin of that and not be in a position where you could get comfortable and just think about it. It's like, well, we'll build to that down the road, so let's buy ourselves some time. It was always the, and now what?
Yeah. Now, you guys, they had this balance of, like, espionage and the Rimbaldi mythology and then sort of the interpersonal drama. Did you guys have a favorite aspect that you like to work on?
I think, literally just for me personally, I love the kind of the big moves and the big ideas. I guess you'd call that somewhere between the espionage, the cliffhangers that end in every show, and sort of throwing the big ideas and the big twists. That's probably, for me, the favorite stuff to kind of kick around and generate. There were some people on staff that were like, particularly amazing with, you know, right, with the character stuff and finding, you know, Sydney's arc and journey, but I don't know, for you?
Some people loved, I mean, there were people on staff who were like, Alder Baldy all the time, yeah. Like, always in that world. I was a big fan of the espionage component of the show. I always thought the wish fulfillment of being able to be that super agent was always very cool, and that idea of, like, how do we... There's the target. How do we achieve the mission?
Yeah.
And sort of getting
right, those set pieces.
Those set pieces, those were always
because amongst all the other things that were groundbreaking about it, like, the action on that show was something that hadn't been done before. I mean, credit to JJ and all those. Like, it was the complexity of them and the stuff that Ken and Sarah and Larry were executing week in, week out. Like, you would write something and you would know that even if it was this elaborate set piece, that you were actually going to get, like, the good version of it and a pretty intricate version of it, which you couldn't say for a lot of shows leading up to that.
Yeah. Well, and that brings me to another question, which is, I've always wondered this, and you guys did Ghost Protocol, so this is a larger question, but when you're doing an action show or an action movie, how much coordination do you have with the stunt team? Like, do you go to them and say, here's what we want to do? Do they come to you and say, here's something we can do if you want to integrate it? Like, how does that all work?
There were times... On some of the, like, we had done Fastlane right before we had done Alias. And on both of those shows, the stunt coordinators and the fight coordinators and the second unit teams were extremely collaborative and would suggest things. I remember one time somebody came up and they were like, I can get my hands on 3 motorcycles shaped like this that we can totally destroy. What do you guys think about a sequence where? And we'd be like, that's great, let's build on that. And then there were plenty of times we'd literally be sitting in, like, the second unit office with the matchbox cars and the figurines and be like, and then this happens over here and this will fall off of there. And so there was a tremendous amount of coordination. Yeah.
Was there pressure on you guys to keep upping the ante on the action? Because it seemed like it got crazier and crazier. I mean, it started at a pretty high point.
I think part of it was just our desire to keep sort of, I hate to say this, but to keep entertaining ourselves.
Yeah.
And never continue to do the same thing. So there were times where it's like, you know what, we already did that, like, that building fall, or that high fall, or we already did that body burn. So it's like, let's try and, what else do we have in the kit bag?
Right.
So we were always kind of trying to inspire each other.
So, did you guys have favorite characters that you like to write for on Alias? I noticed, and I think this is right, that you guys wrote the first episode with Katya Derevko.
That's right.
That's right. I mean, Sloane was always a blast to write for.
Yeah.
I love Jack, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was going, trying to think... And Jen, we loved writing for Jen.
Of course, yeah.
We loved writing for Jen.
No, but there were so many... I mean, it's a hard question to answer because much of it was created before we got there, but, like, again, Sark was so much fun to bring into the world. Again, Marshall and Weiss and all those guys. That was always, unlike so many shows that existed at the time and even exist now, like, again, at every, when you'd sit there in the writer's room and there was the whiteboard up and, like, you would get through, like, a whole sequence or you'd kind of fill up an act or an act and a half and you'd be like, oh my God, we haven't even done anything with Weiss. Marshall hasn't even shown up yet. It's like, fun. Like, right. We get to bring him in now. Like, there was such a colorful cast that brought so many different things. And now if Sloane comes in, the darkness enters. And, like, it just was an endless cast to choose from.
You guys did a lot of sort of spy and action stuff. Fastlane and Alias and Ghost Protocol. And so what are some of your favorite sort of spy and action TV and movies and fiction that maybe were influences on you?
Not an influence now, but a big fan of Archer.
Okay, yeah.
As a spy thriller, not really. which a big fan of. But I was always a big Bond fan. And to be honest, a huge Mission fan. It's something that, I guess when we were in our 20s, they started rerunning Mission Impossible, whatever it was, TV Land, Nick at Night, or whatever channel. And I remember I called Josh. We were still in college. And I was like, you know what we should do? We should write Mission Impossible as a movie. And he was like, you're an idiot. It's like Tom Cruise and Robert Towne are working on the script right now. And I was like, oh, dreams dash. But it was amazing that 20-something years later, JJ called and he was like, what do you guys think about writing a Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
It really was like, how did that all come back around?
Well, and it's still, I mean, for me, and I think a lot of people, Ghost Protocol is my favorite Mission Impossible movie. It's a great franchise, but that is, like, the high bar to clear, I think.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask, how'd you guys connect up with Scott Rosenberg and come up with October Road? Is that where you first connected with Scott Rosenberg, on October Road?
We worked with Scott years ago on a short-lived Showtime series called Going to California that Scott had created, and he kind of hired us, and we hit it off in a major way super quickly, and then we worked on a couple features together, and after that went away, and then sort of his alias was ending, he wrote that movie Beautiful Girls, and which we loved, and we were like, the idea of trying to do a Beautiful Girls on as a television show came up, and Alias was ending, and we kind of said, let's try to figure out a way to do this with Gary Fleeter, who directed the pilot, and then, yeah, we've been working together ever since.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys noticed the big sort of action thing, and then October Road and Happy Town are very different, and even Zoo is very different.
Yeah.
So you guys sort of went off in a different direction. What sort of took you in that direction?
We've always loved, even, you know, before we were fortunate enough to be able to create our own shows, like, the shows we worked on were pretty different as well. They sort of, you know, genre hopping, as they call it, and it's just, it's such a dream, because you get to, like, these are all the kind of shows and movies that we love, and so to be able to not just do, like, one thing, but to kind of scratch different itches and, you know, express yourself in different ways and create these different worlds, it's so much more fun than just being in, like, one lane the whole time, so to speak.
I've learned not to trust IMDb, so I'm going to ask you guys what you're currently working on, what my listeners should be looking, taking a look at right now.
We are... That's an interesting question. There's a couple of things going on. We have a show that's going to be on Netflix starting in... Well, I actually don't know if we have a premiere date yet. We just started shooting a Netflix show called Everything Sucks.
We're shooting that up in Portland, Oregon.
It's a high school show set in the 90s, speaking of something unlike anything that any of us have ever worked on before. There's a show that's going to be premiering on the History Channel.
History Channel, sort of as a companion to Vikings, called Nightfall.
Oh, cool.
Which is about the last years of the Knights Templars after the Crusades in, you know, the early 1300s in Paris.
Okay.
Zoo starts back up the end of June, June 29th for season 3. We just finished working on an animated movie for Paramount that comes out next summer called Amusement Park. Again, a totally different world for us. And we just started working on the script for Rainbow Six, the Tom Clancy book, so for Paramount.
And Jay Ferber, I don't know where it is in the development project pipeline, but he told me that the Beverly Hills Cop 4 script was, and I quote, fucking great.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm excited about that. I love
We have two great directors on
it. I agree with Jay.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your festival to do this. I hope you have a great festival.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
The TV Dudes is an independently run podcast and a member of the Permanent Record Podcast Network. We are exclusively listener supported. If you'd like to help us out, please go to patreon.com/TV Dudes. You can like us on Facebook and Twitter at TV Dudes, and help us out on iTunes by giving us a 5-star rating and writing a review. To find out more about us, go to thetvdudes.com and permanentrcrd.com. I'm Grant Davis. Thanks for listening.